In this free couples therapy episode today, I'm going to teach you how to build your relationship in 6 hours a week. Welcome to the Dr. Wyatt Show, where developing a long-lasting, happy relationship is the status symbol to achieve, and following my tools is one path to help get you there. I'm your host, Dr. Wyatt Fisher, a licensed psychologist specializing in couples counseling. If you want to improve your communication so that you have more love and less conflicts, download my app, Keep the Glow, KTG, wherever you get your apps. And be sure to follow me on social at Dr. Wyatt Fisher. So today I'm going to talk about how to build your relationship. This is free couples therapy. So we're going to talk about how to do it in only 6 hours a week. If I told you you could transform your relationship in 6 hours a week, would you do it? Would you believe me? Would you try it? You have 6 hours. I don't want to hear that you don't have 6 hours. Look at your phone. Look at all the time you spent on Netflix over the past week, all the time on social media sites, all the time surfing the internet. You have the time, but you're just spending it elsewhere. So I'm going to teach you today how to strategically spend 6 hours a week on your relationship so it can flourish. Now, these things I'm going to talk about today are only workable. They're only going to be effective if you've already worked through the resentments in your relationship. When there are active resentments, we stop everything else and we focus all of our attention on resolving and working through those resentments, because nothing else goes well when you have active resentments. So if you have active resentments in your marriage, you have to first address those before the ideas today are going to be effective for you. If you need help with resentments, go to my website, drwyattfisher.com, click on coaching, sign up for one of the packages, and my master coaches will help you work through your resentments one by one. Okay, so let's get into it. Number one is a once a week date. This date should be around 3 hours is a good time frame to think about. If you can do longer, more power to you, but try to shoot for a minimum of 3 hours. The reason for that is you don't want to feel rushed. You don't want to feel like you don't have much time. You don't want to feel like you can't do certain things because you're under a time crunch. 3 hours is a good chunk of time. And one way to think about this, if you have kids, is do it during the workday, if possible. If you can have an extended lunch, or if you work from home, try to do it during the day if you have kids so that you don't need a babysitter. And it's fun doing dates during the day because it's light outside. You can do more outside activities. But once a week, try to think about how can we make a date happen. Don't make excuses why you can't do it. Don't say you're too busy. Don't say it's from the kids' activities. Make it happen. How bad do you want your relationship to work? Do you want it to work or do you not? If you want your marriage to do well, you have to prioritize dating. Dating is what made you fall in love. Dating is what brought out the electricity. Dating is what can help you fall back in love. And there's 4 things to do in a date to make it a successful date for both partners. First thing is you want to nurture emotional intimacy on purpose. Second thing, you want to have a lot of affection, which is non-sexual touching. Third thing is you want to have something recreational that you do that you both find fun. Maybe you go bowling. Maybe you go for a hike. Maybe you go to a park and throw the frisbee. Maybe you go for a bike ride. Find 4 to 6 recreational activities that you both enjoy and then alternate those for your dates. You want to do something fun. We fall in love with our partner more when we're having fun with them. And the 4th thing is something sensual. Something sensual might be a sensual massage, cuddling, or a sensual bath. It's not sexual. It's sensual. It might turn sexual, but it might not. But at least you're having sensual activity. This is the romance. This is where you want to bring out the candles, turn on the light music, munch on some chocolate. This is where you want to have romance, because a lot of couples stop having romance. So that's the first thing to do. That's 3 hours a week. Second thing is a once a week marriage huddle. So if you think about huddles, football teams have huddles. Every offensive play, there's a huddle. So everyone's on the same page of what play they're going to run. 36-2, 36-2, break. And everyone knows what that is. Do you have a huddle with your partner? Do you have a once a week time together to get on the same page, to foster teamwork? Businesses have this. They get together, meeting after meeting after meeting. And why do they do that? To create teamwork, to increase efficiency. So couples need this. So I recommend a once a week marriage huddle. Carve out an hour. Might take less, might take more, but an hour is a good guideline. In the huddle, you want to do 4 things. The first thing in the huddle is coordinate your schedules. Talk about what's coming up for the week. Are you cooking dinner Tuesday night or am I? What time is Johnny's recital Thursday? 7 p.m. or 6 p.m.? Coordinate your schedule so that you're on the same page for the upcoming week. That's the first thing to do. Second thing to do in your huddle is to talk about any concerns you have about your life together. These are not concerns about your partner. These are not frustrations about your partner. These are concerns about your life. So maybe you have a concern about your daughter, Sarah, who's 16 and is on tech too much. You want to talk to your spouse about it to see what you should do. Or maybe you have a concern with your dog and you're not sure if you should take it into the vet or not. You want to talk about it with your partner. Or maybe you have a concern with the front door because the screen door is not working very well and you're tired of always having to latch it so hard. And maybe you want to talk with your partner about getting someone out to fix it. There's always concerns in a marriage because you're handling and managing so much in life. It's very common for there to be concerns. This is a chance to talk through your concerns. And when you're talking through your concerns, you may land differently on how to handle those concerns. When that happens, you have to share power so you both have an equal voice. The third thing to do in these marriage huddles is ask your partner, do you have any resentments toward me? Remember, you're not following these steps or these ideas until you've resolved your resentments. You've already addressed them. So now you want to make sure they don't creep back in. So once a week when you're having your huddle, ask your partner, do you have any resentments toward me? If they say yes, you have to stop everything else and address that resentment. That's why I created my Reunite tool. You can Google it, Reunite tool. This is where my coaches are experts in helping couples use the Reunite tool to help them resolve their resentments. That's the third thing you're going to do in this huddle. How would it feel to have an entire day devoted to your marriage, an entire day to improve your communication, an entire day to build up your skills and tools for a better relationship? Well, now is your chance. Attend my Total Marriage Refresh Conference live in Dallas, Texas, April 27th, or live in Honolulu, Hawaii, May 30th. This day is for you and your partner to reconnect and rekindle. I am going to be there the entire time to help you through, to get you unstuck, to get you moving forward, to support you in your journey to develop a better, healthier marriage. Don't miss it. Go to the show notes, click the link, enroll, and I hope to see you there. Fourth thing you're going to do in the huddle is review your love buckets. The love buckets are a list of your fillers you need to feel loved and the drainers your partner does that you don't like, that make you feel negative toward them. The fillers fill up your love bucket, the drainers drain it down. So the goal for all of us is to be putting in more fillers into our partner's bucket than we're taking drainers out. And if you do that long enough, you're putting in more fillers than you're doing drainers, eventually your partner's love bucket will get full. And when it gets full, they fall back in love with you and they stay in love. The love buckets is what you're going to use the app for. The app I talked about at the beginning of this episode, KTG, Keep the Glow, that's going to train you on how to do the love buckets. It's one of the most powerful ways to maximize your communication and to stay in love. And it just opens up channels of talking through so many topics that normally you're not talking about and just lays dormant. So that's the fourth thing to do in the huddle. So again, you're going to coordinate your schedules. You're going to talk through any concerns. You're going to talk through any resentments if there are any, and then you're going to review your love buckets through the app, Keep the Glow. So far, we're at a three-hour date. Then we added an hour for your marriage huddle. That's 4 hours. So here comes the next 2 hours to make it 6 hours. So here's the third thing. The third thing is 4 days a week, I recommend you do 3 connecting rituals. Okay, you're going to do this 4 days a week, these connecting rituals I'm about ready to explain. The first connecting ritual is called the head heart check. This is one of my tools. The head heart check is where you and your partner are going to take time sharing your highs and your lows from the day. You're going to take a pre-step, think about what was I feeling today? Mad, sad, glad, or fear, and why? And then we're going to share. We're going to ask each other what's been on your head and heart today. Then we're going to share. And when you share, share like a paper. Start with your emotional word first, such as I was anxious. That's the title of the paper. Then share all the details of what made you feel that way. That's the words of the paper. When you're listening to your partner, you cannot fix, you cannot give any advice unless they ask you. That keeps this time safe. And instead, all you can provide is empathy. That sounds awful. No wonder you feel sad. It makes sense that you're feeling anxious because of this and this. Those are empathy statements. You have to master them. And the way to think about empathy is not if you would feel the same, but if you were in your partner's shoes, based on their wiring, based on their history, based on their needs, now it's starting to make sense. If you're listening to your partner and it doesn't make sense to you what they're feeling, it's because you're viewing it from your vantage point. You have to get out of your shoes and try to see the situation from their lens that they're describing. And when you do that, it will start to make sense to you what they're feeling. Doesn't matter if you agree with what they're feeling or if you would feel the same. That's how you can provide empathy at all times. You try to see the situation from your partner's vantage point. The other ground rule with the head heart check is you can't talk about anything negative with your partner. Otherwise, they're going to avoid it. So you just talk about everything else in your life. That's the head heart check. Should take around maybe 10, 15 minutes every night, four nights a week. The next thing you're going to do right after the head heart check is called the bullseye question. The bullseye question is when you're going to take turns asking each other, what's one thing I did right today and what's one thing I could have done better? When you get that feedback, you're going to say, thank you for the feedback. That's the ground rule in the bullseye question. You can't say anything else. You can't justify. You can't defend. You can't deflect. All you can say is thank you for the feedback. When you get the feedback, you get to decide what bucket you want to put that feedback into. Sometimes you may think that was all me what they said. I got to work on that. So other times you may think that wasn't me at all. That was a fluke. Most of the time you're going to think some of what they just said was me. Some of it was not my fault. But the part that was me, I can think about it. The bottom line with the bullseye is when you get that constructive feedback, you say thank you for the feedback to create safety that your partner can give you constructive feedback so there's no more blindsides. Then you're just going to mull over that feedback on your own time and search for the kernel of truth and then make adjustments. That's powerful. That shows your partner you can communicate, you can open up, and you're teachable, and you're going to make changes. That is powerful. That's the bullseye question. So far, in this 4 days a week routine we're talking about for these connecting rituals, you're doing the head heart check first. That's about 10 to 15 minutes. Then you're doing the bullseye question. It should take about 5 minutes. And then the last thing we're going to do is nuddle. And nuddle is naked cuddling. So cuddling without your clothes on. This should be probably around 5 to 10 minutes. And you're going to do that as well, 4 days a week. So it goes head heart check, bullseye, nuddle time. So the nuddle time is not sexual, even though you don't have clothes on. The nuddle time is to be with your partner behind a locked door in your bed, snuggling without your clothes on to enter into that space together. A lot of couples rarely ever touch. And then there's expectation for intimacy. And it's really difficult to bridge that gap. And so having nuddle time is really powerful because it allows you to get closer with your partner physically. It allows you to feel one another skin on skin. It allows eroticism to be blended with emotional connection. But the focus during nuddle time is not sexual. It's not in order for it to turn sexual. It might because you're doing it four nights a week. So there's a good chance at least one of those is going to turn to more. And that's great if it does. Because intimacy at least once a week is the goal, physical intimacy. So having nuddle time four nights a week is going to allow you to sink into that space, to get more comfortable, to get more acclimated, to more connection with your partner on that level. During the nuddle time, the focus needs to be on what are you feeling in the moment? Maybe you're aware of how warm your partner's stomach feels against your stomach. Maybe you're aware of the smell of their hair. You're going to talk about what you're aware of in your senses. That's going to keep you in the here and now. And again, it only lasts for about 5 to 10 minutes. And it's very bonding. And again, it's up to you if you want to go further, but it doesn't have to. And one thing to keep in mind is that it's really important if you're going to try nuddling to do it four nights a week. If you never do nuddle time and it's once every 2 weeks and then you try it, that's going to create a lot of pressure for both partners, that this better turn to more. So to create freedom, you want to do it frequently because frequency creates freedom. If you're doing it four nights a week, it takes off the pressure because then you know it's okay if this doesn't go to more because we're going to nuddle again tomorrow night. So it takes off the pressure, and that's what you want to feel if you're going to try the nuttling. So that's the third thing to recommend in order to build your relationship. And again, this takes about 30 minutes, four nights a week. You do your head heart check, then the bullseye, then some nuttle time. So if you put that all together, that's 6 hours a week. That's it. That's all it takes to build your relationship, provided you've already worked through your resentment. So those are three ways to build your relationship in only 6 hours a week. Number one, it's a once a week date. Number two, it's a once a week huddle. Number three, it's 4 days a week of connecting rituals. Thank you for listening to the Dr. Wyatt Show. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to leave a comment. If you're listening to the podcast, be sure to leave a review. Remember to leave a voicemail at 303-578-0618 with your marriage questions. And then I'll respond back to your questions on the next Tuesday episode. Also, remember to sign up for my free 7-day challenge on effective conflict resolution. It will train you and your partner step by step how to have better conflict resolution skills. The link to it is in the description. And remember, your marriage is alive. If you care for it and nurture it, it will grow. If you deprive it and neglect it, it will wilt and die. The choice is up to you. Take care.